is Betty Lockery Hogue on June 1st, 1965, interviewing Ben Messick in his home in Long Beach, California. And that's spelled B-E-N, and then capital M-E-S-S-I-C-K. And Mr. Messick, do you, is it Benjamin or the full form?
Well, it is, but I don't use it.
You don't use it?
No.
What about a middle initial?
N.
N. And do you care to tell us what
Newton.
That's for? Newton. N-E-W-T-O-N. Good.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Newton was active in the project in Southern California.
Messick.
Messick. I'm so sorry. I was reading it back. I'll delete that. Mr. Messick was active on the project in Southern California, particularly some of the mural work that I know of and other things I don't know of.
Yes, there are other things.
Yeah.
I was on the easel project a while.
Wonderful. I didn't
yes.
know that.
Uh-huh. And they also did some lithographs and things for me,
mm-hmm.
and they took a part of them and gave me part.
Oh, good.
So I don't know what happened to those,
to
and I'll show you some later.
Well, before we talk about the project, I'd like to ask you something about yourself. Would you tell me where you were born and when and where you received your education?
Stratford, Missouri, 1901.
Is that spelled
S-T-R-A-F-F-O-R-D.
Oh, Stratford, Missouri.
Uh-huh. Missouri.
And were you raised in Missouri?
I came out here, I don't know what age I was, to tell you the truth. I was sort of wandering around, you know, I left home.
You left your family, came out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I came with a cousin, actually, but I don't know what happened to him. He went somewhere else.
As a teenager, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go to art school.
Mm-hmm.
I was very much interested in that, but it took me quite a while, seemed like, to get to it. And I finally found the Los Angeles School of Art and Design, where I went, let's see, I would say a period of a year or a little more, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
both day and night. 6 months, days, I think, mm-hmm. and the rest were nights. And then I had a special with the woman who was head of the school,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. McLeod. I had a special course in her studio, where I got figure painting,
mm-hmm.
drawing, and watercolor. And
academic basis.
Academic
mm-hmm.
basis.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh. That's right. And she was from London,
mm-hmm.
and she was very good. I don't remember her first name, but her last name was McLeod.
Mm-hmm.
C-L-E-O-D. And then I went away and worked a year or so and came back to Chouinard Art Institute.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you want some particular aspect of painting? Had you had your heart set on something?
No, I just wanted to paint.
Just painting.
And so then I discovered that you have to make a living somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So then I tried to learn all I could that might help me
mm-hmm.
to do anything that came along,
mm-hmm.
any kind of an art assignment,
mm-hmm.
Which was turned out to be murals. I did fashion drawings. I took the course in that for the stores, Desmond's and different Robinson's and different stores. I did various art assignments during the Depression, but I didn't make enough money to keep going. It was just not enough. You know, everybody was closing their studio.
Yeah.
So I got on the project, and then I got a job at Disney Studio, and I got off of the project.
You remember the approximate years of?
No, I didn't keep any track of it all.
Uh-huh.
See, I just did it, and I don't know whether I could find it or not. I might be able to find it if I kept looking through things and kind of orienting myself.
Yeah.
You see.
Well, you mean you were on the project for a short time, and then at Disney?
I was on. I was on there for a while. And then Disney's I couldn't take. It was just too much of a grind.
Was this animation or?
Well, I wasn't that high.
I see.
I was in what they call in-betweens.
Huh.
And that's the lowest form of artist there is.
Was it filling in with color or something?
It's even more
like
than Disney himself.